Okay, so we are on Daf Nun Ches is today's Daf. Just a scheduling note, Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael on Thursday. So Thursday will be the last year that I'm giving for about a week and a half. I have a Simcha, a birthday party, a bar mitzvah. So I'll be there for two Shabbosim. And then I'll be back the following week. I'm coming back early Monday morning, but I probably won't give the Daf that day. So I think I'm going to start with Ayin Gimel, somebody you mentioned. So the day before I get back will be the Das Moshe, Das Yehudis, covering the hair and all the other halachas. But I don't know, maybe if the plane gets in early, I'll make it. But I don't think so. Okay, either way, Be'ez Hashem, through Thursday, Be'ezras Hashem, regular schedule. So, Nun Zayin of a base. We're talking about the Isser D'Rabbanan, the Chazal made, of an Arusa not eating Truma. So let's start again with Amar Ula, on the two dots. So Amar Ula, second long wide line. Taratara Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochalas B'Truma. Mita Oraisa and Arusa Bas Yisrael is Truma. Shenemar v'Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspo v'hainami kinyin kashbahu. It says Kohen ki yikne nefesh, when a Kohen literally acquires a soul, any acquisitions of the Kohen eat truma, and therefore mida oraisa and arusa is kinyin kesef of a kinyin kaspo of her arus, and therefore she could eat truma. Matam amru ina ochela. So why Ula says does she not eat? Shemim zgula kos mi beis aviha v'tashka lechala chosa. We think that she's going to maybe feed some food to her family, and therefore we're worried that if she's still in her father's house after Erison, so therefore there's a gzera, we don't want to let her have the truma because of a gzera atu misa b'dei shemayim of her family. They're going to eat truma and they don't have any after. The Shorah Mishnah in Balacha here says why dafka shema tashke, why not shema tochal? Why are we worried more about shtiyah than about achila? Because achila has a certain kvius. So kvius, by the time you sit down to eat, so then you'll remember. You'll remember that it's truma. Shtiyah is just like take a sip. It's very quick. So therefore, that's what he says, maybe, why dafka, it's shematashke is the worry. Ihachi higiyazam alone tsunami. So if that's true, then we're worried about shematashke even after the 12 months come. The Mishnah says, after the 12 months come, according to Mishnah Rishona, she eats truma. So what's the difference? Nothing changed. Isn't she still in her father's house? So Hasam Duchtam Yachela. No. After 12 months, if he knows he's going to have to support her with mizonos, with a lot of food, he's not going to want to support her whole family. So he's obviously going to set up a system where he'll put it in a separate place, and it'll be just for her. So therefore, so too, we're not worried about the truma getting to the family. Duchtam Yachela. Elameata Lakit Kohen Liyisrael Lo Lechel B'Truma Dim Asa Lamechel B'Hadei. If you're always worried about Truma going to people who aren't Kohanim, so that even if a Kohen is working for a Jew, maybe we shouldn't let the Kohen bring his lunchbox Truma to work, because maybe the master is going to eat it. You know, it's also on the same premises, so why would we allow it? There's no such Gzeira found in Shas. So my answer is no, there's a big difference. Hashem Miditu Safule Mididei Achli. Over here by the Eved, they pay him. He is their worker. They're going to ask him for some of his food? That's never going to happen. He's in a lower class of society. He's the worker and they're the boss. So therefore, it's never going to happen that they're going to ask him for his food. The Avni Miluim has a tshuva where he proves a certain idea about this, about Arusa eating, or uses Arusa eating Truma to prove an idea. He mentions an idea found in the Rishonim and Maseches Kedushin, and that is an Eved Kina'ani. An Eved Kina'ani has two Kinyanim in an Eved Kina'ani. When an Eved Kina'ani is owned by a master, there's what's called a Kinyan Mamon. Kinyan Mamon, which is a monetary Kinyan, that you work for me, and therefore I have Kinyanim in you. And number two, Kishora V'chamoro, like his ox and like his donkey, he has Kinyanim in this person in terms of his work. And number two, V'akinyan Yashini, who Kinyan Isser Shebo. Mutter b'shivcha k'nanis ve'eno chayev al b'mitzvah sh'anoshim chayevas bo. The fact that you have to work for me has any bearing that you're only chayev in less mitzvahs? What does that have to do with anything? If I have an Eved Ivri who is a full Jew, a Jewish servant, it's a full Jew, right? He couldn't pay back his loans or he wanted to sell himself. So an Eved Ivri is chayev in mitzvahs fully. So just because, and that's a kinyan mamon. So all of a sudden by an Eved Kanani who's going from non-Jew to Jew, ultimately, he's chayev in less mitzvahs. And how is he allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis? So explains the Avni Milu, and based on what he showed him, there's a second type of Kinyan in an Eved Kanani, and that's a Kinyan Isser. Kinyan Isser means a Kinyan, there's a change of status that this Eved has by being in this context, being in this relationship. It's a Kinyan Isser Shabo, not a Kinyan Mamon. That's a pure monetary issue, but a Kinyan Isser. That's two ideas. And then he says, in Eved Kanani, why does the Eved Kanani eat Shruma? Because of the Kinyan Isser Shabo, because of the Kinyan Mamon Shabo? So you might have thought, because of the kinyan mamun shebo, after all, truma is my money, my assets, and therefore, you know, you should say that the Eved Kenani eats truma because of the kinyan mamun shebo. He says it's not true. Why? Our Gemara. An arusa eats truma, mida araisa. Why does an arusa eat truma? An arusa is a kinyan mamun of a husband? No. A arusa is not a kinyan mamun of a husband. Right? Why do the maisa yadayim go to the husband? It's a dinda rabbanan. It's takana d'rabbanan, not a dinda araisa. At the wages. She's not my worker, chas v'shalom. Right? There's a kinyan iser in terms of the husband and wife, but erison. Right? Let's say, ha'isha niknes, b'shlosha drakha. That's not a kinyan mamon. It's a kinyan iser. It means there's a status change in the woman. A status change that she becomes an eishes ish. And therefore, and there's truma. There's hachalas truma there, midah raisa. So that proves, says the Avnei Miluim in Tshuva, Simon, Yud Zayin, that the reason that there's an achilas truma is because of a kinyan iser shabo, because that's all an eishes ish has. Not a kinyan mamun shabo, and therefore you can bring that over to Eved Kenani also, that an Eved Kenani eats shuba because of the kinyan isser shabo, not because of the kinyan mamun shabo. Okay, so that's just one idea that the Avnei Miluim uses our Gemara to prove that shuba is based on kinyan isser. Is there an nafkamin in terms of Eved?
Whether it's kinyan isser
or kinyan mamun. Maybe bracha, when you make a bracha, maybe kinyan isser because of the status change. I mean, the big thing with nafkamin is that if there was only a kinyan mamun, you would not be able to eat truma. Meaning, if I'm a kohen boss and I have a worker for me who's not an Eved Kenani, Eved Ivri. Let's say I have an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri can't eat truma. That's a pure kinyan mamun. That's the biggest nafkamin. It's the biggest nafkamin. Okay, maybe we'll get to some more a little later on when we talk about more Eved Kenani, Eved Ivri. So Kinyan Kaspo does not really mean what we call Kinyan Mamon in Lamdas. Kinyan Kaspo just means, you know, he has Kinyanim in her, but don't take the word Kesef so literally according to this. Okay, maybe Kinyan Kaspo, the Torah uses that term in order to include even an Eved Kenani, but not Dafka, that is the Mechayiv of the Ha'achalas Truma. Okay, that is all day number one. What?
Mila.
Sorry?
Mila.
Oh, if you just have a pure Kenyan Mamon, there might not be a Chiyav of Mila. Right? Only your Avadim Kenanim. Right? So that's it. Doesn't the Gemara in Shabbos we had talk about Eved Ivri? I don't remember. But you have to look out. I'm sure there are other. You have to look. Look at the Rishonim in the in Maseches Kedushin in the first parak by Kinyani Avadim. That's where it's spoken about. The Rabbah, the Ritzvah there. Okay, next. Rav Shmuel by Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Sinpon. Second opinion, why doesn't an Arusa eat Truma? Mida Raisa she does, Mida Raisa she doesn't. Either because Ula, because we're worried that she's going to give something to her family. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda says because of Sinpon. Sinpon means Mumin, blemishes. We're worried that the husbands, the Arus, as the wedding goes on, as the Arusid goes on, he's going to realize that she has some type of blemish, and he's going to say the whole thing is null and void. It was a metaktos. I didn't realize that you had this mum. I nullify the kiddushin, and what's going to come out of Maisa then? It's going to come out of Mafreya that she ate Shuma. She was a Zara. Right? She wasn't an Arusa if we nullify Elam Afreya retroactively. So therefore, because of that, we don't allow her to eat Truma. Ihach, he says the Gemara, if that's true, Nechnas ala chuppah v'lo nivala nami, even if she already had chuppah, why do we say that right after Erisin it's finished, she could, until chuppah, what's the last line of the Mishnah? Tikareis la chuppah, even after chuppah, should it be enough? When does he really see whether she has ruin or not? When he lives with her. So even when you have chuppah, until Bia, we should say she should not be able to eat Truma. We know that's not true. So where is it? No. Hasa mivtak batikla v'hadim ayah. He checks her out very well before chuppah. You don't have to wait to the bia. He checks her out. We'll see how with krovim. He makes sure he knows all about mumin before the nisuin. So therefore, we don't have a worry.
Then the reason doesn't apply.
So the reason.
If he checks her out beforehand, then what kind
of? If he checks her out, only he doesn't check her out by erison. He only checks her out later. So therefore, by erison, it's not good enough. He didn't check her out. Because what's the erison? What's the downside? So I don't check her out yet. So I'd have to give her a get. No, there's other things. I'll go into Arison without checking her out as much as I should. Before Nisuin, I'll really check it out.
But even after Nisuin, it could Lumafreya revoke the Kedushin.
So the question is, after Nisuin, can he? Right? That relates to what we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that is Mekaktos based on Tnai or not. Because we mentioned that you can't have a Tnai b'Nisuin. You can't make a Tnai b'Nisuin. The Arsameach in Perek Yud of Hilchos talks about you can have a Tnai b'Nisuin. So if that's true, so then maybe this wouldn't apply. After Arison, you can't... After Nisuin, you can't retract it anyway.
What kind of
Lamafreya are we talking?
Obviously, Gemara is assuming
it's Lamafreya. The Gemara is assuming it's Lamafreya, therefore you'd be chayiv Or, I don't know, maybe even if it's Mikado Lahabal Bafreya, maybe the Gemara doesn't want you to have a situation where she ate Shruma, which comes out that really she shouldn't have, even though Bashaito, she had the Heter. Okay. There is one question that Rabbi Chanan asks. Rabbi Chanan, at the end of Chelek Beis of Kovet Shiurim, has a few pages where he has discussions about the Shev Shmaitza. So he quotes one thought of the Shev Shmaitza that we know Rove is better than Chazaka. You have Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. We mentioned, we had that Gemara in the past. What if you have two Chazakas? What if it's a Rove against two Chazakas? So the Shev Shmaitza quotes the Rivash that a Rove does not beat two Chazakas. Two Chazakas beat a Rove. One Rove beats a Chazaka, and two Chazakas beat a Rove. Even though you might say Rove is a Birur and a Chazaka is more of a Nihug, just what how you act, but still, that's what the Shev Shmaitza quotes from the Rivash. A Rove beats two Chazakas. So ask Rabbi Chanan from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, an Arusa Midaraisa eats Truma. And we have Midarabanan, your Gozi Mishim Simpon. But says Rabbi Chanan, what do you mean? This is a case of, why would we allow her Midaraisa to eat it? Aren't we worried about Mumin? It must be Rove women don't have Mums. Rove women don't have such Mumin. So he says, but aren't there two Chazakas against this Rove? So why should Daraisa she be able to eat the Truma? Number one, there's a Chazaka that she's a Pnuya. Number two, there's a Chazaka of the Isser Truma. So he said, this should be a Rove. This is a Rove against two Chazakas. Therefore, even Midaraisa she shouldn't be able to eat. Rove women don't have Mums. And, you know, there are two Chazakas here. So even Midaraisa, why Midarabanan do we have to be worried about Simpon? Ask Rabbi Chanan, you should say, if two Chazakas beat a Rove, you should say she shouldn't be able to eat Shruma. So he has a discussion of this. There's one answer he mentions. The Efshar Lomar, Kivinsha Isha Yodas in Yishba Mumin. The woman knows if she has Mumin or not. And she is going through with the Kiddushin. So that's like Edus. That's more than just a Rove. Havi Kimeida al Atma Shein Ba Mumin. Veidecha Neman be Isurin Dvar Torah. Veidecha Neman be Isurin. So maybe that's why, even though you're right, usually maybe two Chazakas would beat the Rove, but maybe here, there's something else on the side of the Rove. She's like testifying that she doesn't have Mumin, and therefore it is okay. Okay, but this is the second reason given by the Gemara why an Arusa does not eat Shruma Midrabanan, because we're worried that maybe Mumin are going to be failed. Ask the Gemara, Ella Me'at, the three lines from the bottom. Eved Kohen, Shalachom Yisrael, Olecha B'Truma, Mishim Simpon. Same thing, if an Eved Kohen, if I have an Eved, a servant who is a Kohen, that I bought from a Yisrael, he shouldn't eat Truma yet. Because maybe I'll find a Mum and I'll nullify the transaction, and then this Eved will come out that he wasn't my Eved, he wasn't allowed to eat Truma. So the verse says, no, Simpon Mavadim Lecha. There's no issue with Mumin by an Eved. Why? Di Avrai, if there's a Mum, an external Mum, so Hakachazilei, I would see it. And if I don't see it, or if I must see it, and if I buy him anyway, it must be I don't care about it. V'i degavoi, and if there's an internal mum, l'malacha kabai, so what do I care? I bought him for malacha, v'shebeseser lechmasle, and I don't care about a mum shebeseser. And if Yaakov Emdet adds, and even if you want to tell me there's a mum shebeseser that would have effect about how he does work, still, you would see it on the outside. You would see he's a weak type of individual. You would see that he's, you would see it on the outside if it at all affects his work. So, if it's an internal woman, there's no worry. I, Nimsa Ganavo Kubyustis. You're going to find that he is a Ganav. He's a robber. Or he's Kubyustis. What's Kubyustis? Rashi says he's a kidnapper. A Gonim Nefashis. Tosfos quotes Rashi. He says it doesn't sound that way because there's a discussion in Mesechus Bechoros where a certain Caesar is talking to Rabbi Gamliel. And he says, Moshe, your Rabbeinu is a Ganav or a Kubyustis. Or is Eno, this guy, it doesn't sound like from other Gemaras that a Kubyustif is somebody who's a kidnapper. And it does also, what? Most servants are kidnappers. Come on, most servants are kidnappers. Kidnappers is a certain level of crime. So Tosis is a different shot what Kubyustis is. Venire on the fifth skinny line, Kirishirin Hananel, Demeforish, Kubyustis Mesachim Bekuvia. He's a gambler. Gamblers, and that's more common than a kidnapper. Either way, Machlokas Rashi Tosis was what the Kubyustis if. So what we're worried that the Eved is going to turn out to be a kidnapper or a gambler. So he giyu, tough luck. They're all like it. He should have known that they had this problem with them. So my Ika. So what's left for you to worry about? List him Mizuyin. What, he's an armed robber? O Muchtav Lamalchis, or the king has already said that he's going to die? What, that's what you're worried about, that the Eved, and that's the Mum you're going to worry about? So Hanukala Islu, these are very public, these have kol. And he would have heard about it. And therefore what? Another Machlokas Rashi Tosas. And therefore Rashi says, if he heard about it, first skinny line, Saber V'Kabil. It must be that he knew about it, that he didn't care. I'm going to buy him anyway. Tosva says, it must be a kol, and therefore, because there was no kol, it's not shchiach. And Chazal warrant gozer by a milsa de lo shchicha. That's again machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The same results that you don't have to worry about it. But machlokas is exactly what the wine of the Gemara means. Either he must have heard about it and therefore he was makabel and he was mochel, or it must be that there was no kol and therefore it's not shchiach. Okay, end of the two reasons. So the Gemara ends off. Oh, just by the way, what's the word kubustis? Where does that word come from? Something related to Geneva. So I saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes a pasuk that we mentioned months ago, but a beautiful thought that we mentioned. Kubius is from the word keva. You find sometimes in Tanakh, quotes a pasuk in Malachi, that the word keva means Geneva. Hashem says, a yikva adem elokim, could a person steal from Hashem? And, you know, the word keva is used there to mean Geneva. We mentioned this, remember, in the context? One of the favorite ones, keva from kavati itzim la Torah. You have to not just set aside for time from Torah, but steal time for Torah. Stealing time for Torah is what we're not supposed to be learning. So that's the greatest Torah. And then we also spoke about mayim genuvim yim tako. The Chasam Sofer says, stolen Torah sweetest, that's what it means. Hayikva adol kim kavati itzim la Torah. Okay, so said the Gemara, mechti, beilamar, beilamar, lo achla, either way, according to Ula, or according to Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda, either way, an arusa does not eat midrabanan. So may be nahu, what's the difference, why she doesn't eat? Is it because of Shema Tashke, she'll feed her family? Or is it because of Simpon? Ikibi nahu, kibel, masar, vahalach. One difference is kibel. What if she, the husband, accepts upon himself, I'm married to her no matter what movement she has? He says that, no matter what movement she has, I'm not going to retract. So that's an afkamina. So according to the reason of Simpon, there's no more reason of Simpon, because he says, I'm mochel on any movement. But according to the other reason of family, so what, that he's mochel, it shouldn't make a difference. Or masar v'halach. Or the case where she was already given over to the shluchim of the Baal, or the shluchei ha'av, go along with the shluchei ha'baal. Either way, cases where she's away from her family. So the reason of Shabbat Tashke would not apply, and the reason of Simpon would still apply, because they're not married yet. Okay. There is a discussion in the Achronim, Rav Shechter quotes it here in Eretz Tzvi and Sibin Yutes, the fact that an Arusa could eat Shruma, and it says Kinyan Kaspo, does that mean it's a mitzvah, or does that mean it's a heter? Is she allowed to eat Shruma, or does she have a mitzvah to eat Shruma? Big Dafkamina, does she make a bracha? She make a bracha. Right, we say that when a kohen eats truma, he says Asher k'dasharim zosav sivanu. Right, al achilas truma. Right, look in the Rambam in Hilchas Trumas. He talks about it. So here, is it a mitzvah or is it a matir? That's a discussion. He quotes from the Zera Avram. I tried to find it last night. I couldn't find it in this makar, at least in my version of the Zera Avram. But he quotes that discussion in the poskim. It's a big nafkamina. Why? Because Chazal made a gzera that she cannot eat. So is this a gzera that goes against the mitzvah daraisa? Is this a gzera? And it relates to what we discussed, I think, last week, and that is, when Chazal make gzeras against the mitzvah, it could be that those types of gzeras would fall away once the reason falls away. You don't need a separate bezdin that says it's mutter. So that's a discussion in the Achronim, whether this heter of an arusa is a mitzvah or a matir. Nafkamina, is this gzera against the mitzvah? Okay, two times. The Mishnah yesterday had a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. When, after 12 months, when the husband has to start supporting his wife with mizonos, could he send her all truma, or does he have to split it up? Mechza chulin, mechza truma. Rabbi Tarfon says he can give her all truma, Rabbi Akiva says you have to split it up. So we're going to have those two opinions repeated, plus three more. Exactly what should be the setup, what the Chazal demands when he has to give her mizonos. So Amar Abaya. So first, before we have that, we have a limitation on the halacha. Machlokas bevas kohen lekohen. When do we say that there's a machlokas? Whether he has to give her food all in truma, or he has to give her half chul and half truma. That's only by a bas kohen lekohen. Avo bevas Yisrael lekohen. Divrei akol mechza chul and mechza truma. If it's a bas Yisrael getting who's nisaris to a kohen, for sure she has to have some chulin set aside for her. Why? She is not used to this. She hasn't grown up in a house of truma, so therefore she's not involved in selling Shuma, so for sure she has to have mechza chulin, at least for her days that she is tame. The Amar Abaya has another limit, machlokas ba'arusa. Even we just had one limit, that the machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva is only by a bas kohen lekohen. Even there, the machlokas is only by an arusa. That's the only time where Rabbi Tarfon could suggest that you give her all truma. Why? Because she's still living at home. She has a father, she has brothers, she has other people who can help her out with selling of the truma. Aval b'nesua, but by a nesua. So divri yakol mechzachulin mechzachuma. But if you have a nesua, what's the case here? So Rashi discusses it. It has to be a case where he's not in the house. The husband is designating the mizonos somewhere. So there too mechzachulin mechzachuma. Because we can't expect her to go out and sell the chuma all by herself. Rashi here quotes, kol kavuda bas melech panima. It's not appropriate for a woman to have to do everything herself. The husband has responsibilities. And therefore, the machlokes is only by a bas kohen lekohen and by an arusa. Yeah.
She couldn't eat it in the nida state, right?
She cannot eat truma when she's a nida.
So even when she was still in the suez, she had to start going to the mikvah, right?
Right, even when she's in a arusa, she has to go to the mikvah. Even when she's in arusa, yeah. I mean, non-married kohanim, you know, they anita is also tummy. There's a gzeira derabanan bizman hazeh from the Rivash quoted in the Ramah that non-married women should not go to the mikvah. Right, the Ramah says that'll just cause problems. Probably people will think that they're tahora and there might be some more problems than help. Even let's say Arab Yom Kippur, they want. There's some in Hagim, so some poskim are against that too. Okay, that depends on the minhag. But in general, the Rivash quotes, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that non-married women should not go to the mikvah. But Behiri Yibana based on Migdash, they're going to have to go to the mikvah. If they're a family of truma, if you want to go and, but a Zohar is not allowed to eat truma, but a Bas Kohen is going to have to go to the mikvah even if she's not married. Okay, Tani Amiachi, we have a Brisa that has the two same sheet as our Mishnah plus three more. Rabbi Tarfon Omer knows some law called Shuma. Rabbi Tarfon says he could give her all Shuma. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mechzachul and Mechzach Shuma, half and half. Amed Rama Murim Babas Kohen Lakohen, Ababas Yisrael Lakohen, Devere Kol Mechzachul and Mechzach Shuma. Again, there's only machlokas by Abbas Kohen Lakohen. Amed Rama Murim Barusa, Avabinisua Devere Kol Mechzachul and Mechzach Shuma. Again, the machlokas is limited to a case of Abbas Kohen Lakohen and only Arusa. So now we have a couple more opinions about the divvying up of the mizonos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Nosen La Shtei Yado Shel Truma the Acha Shel Chulin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says no, a different percentage, 2/3. He could give her at most 2/3 Truma and 1/3 Chulin. Where does he get that from? So the Chacham Shlomo, the Marshal says, let's say she sees Dom for 3 days. Right, there's Dom for 3 days. She's a Nida. She's Dom for 3 days. The average woman, he says, sees Dom for 3 days. And then she has Shiva Nikiyim, so that's 10. Every woman has a cycle about 30 days, and therefore that's 10 out of 30 that she's going to be Tameya. Chassam Sofer just leaves him Betzorachiyin. He says, what's he talking about? Nida Daraisa or Nida Darabanan? Either way, it's wrong. Right? Nida Daraisa, you see, whatever you see, you're Tameya for 7 days. Period. And then right after the 7 days, you do a Hazak Tahar, you're Tahar. You don't need Shiva Nikiyim. And if you're talking about, what, a Zava Gadola, then we wait 5 days. We had 5 days, and that kind of Shiva Nikiyim. And a Zava Gadola could have 1 day, if she only sees for 1 day, and then wait another 7 days. So what, exactly 10? So he's just not sure. Sorry, he tries to figure out exactly where this 10 days comes from. Either way, this is a percentage of 2/3. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no sin laha called Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can give her all Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, give her all Truma, and she sells it for Chulin. Rashi points out, what's the difference between this opinion and the first opinion? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tarfon both say all truma. So the difference is, says Rashi, that we know truma costs less than chulin. Right? There's less of a market. There's less of a demand. So we know our economics. If the demand curve is less, and then the price is going to be lower. Who's buying truma? Only kohanim. So if he gives her truma, the amount that he would give her chulin, she's going to be able to get less chulin for that. Because she's going to have to sell it for a lower price. So that's what Rabbi Tarfon says, I don't care. Give her the same amount, and that's it. She'll have to get to do with less chulin. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is adding. Rabbi Yehuda is adding that you have to give her enough truma that when she sells it, she'll be able to get the same amount of money for her chulin as if you had given her chulin. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's the difference between him and Rabbi Tarfon. And finally, the last opinion, Rabbi Shubha Gamliel Omer, Kol Malkam Shizkor Truma, Nosam La Kiflayim B'chulin. Whenever it says you have to give her truma, you have to give her double truma what you would have given her chulin. Double. My binayu, why is that? What's the difference between the last two opinions? Ikibinayu tircha. The issue is tircha. Even if you're going to give her truma a little more, like the previous shita said, she's still going to have to be the one that's going to have to have the burden to go and sell it and to find buyers. We want to make it very easy for her. Give her double truma. So people are going to come, she's going to be able to sell it for a very low price, and people are going to come, and she'll be able to get the same amount of chulin, same amount of money that she would have gotten for chulin, very easily, and therefore we don't want her to have to be matriarch to do it. So that's the yesod of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion. Period. Two times.
Can you give her all chulin?
Can you give? Sure, give her all chulin. So that let's say they want to give her some truma. We're talking about a kohen here, so he has a lot of truma on his hands. So let's say he wants to give her some truma. This is the most that he's allowed to give her. If you want to give her truma, you have to give her double. Okay, Hayavam mina machal b'truma. So the Mishnah said also that a yavam is not machal b'truma. Meaning, let's say there were two brother kohanim. One of them died, and the wife did not have any children. So therefore, she is now a bas yisrael that's not married. So she should go. If there's no brother, she goes back to her father's house. But if there's a brother, now she's zachag liyavam. Does she eat truma? Does she eat truma based on the yavam? So the Gemara says no. The Mishnah says no. My taima, why? Kinyan kaspo amarachmana v'hai kinyan de achivu. The yavama is not kinyan kaspo of the new husband. This is a kinyan of the brother, and the brother's dead, and therefore he does not eat truma. Just 1 minute. There's a machlokas we've shown him here whether this is din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Tosfos seems to say this is an asmachta. But Pashtus is that this is a din d'oraisa. Again, we're not going to go into it now. We discussed a little bit in Maseches Yavamis, the lumdus behind the relationship between the yavam and the yavama. How much is that a new relationship? How much is that stepping into the shoes of his brother? Right? We know, we had it earlier in Maseches Ksubis, that the ksuba is really from the first marriage. But let's say there's nothing left from the ksuba, then the yavam has to pay. So is that a real b'di'evet? Is that a substitute? But there's a lot of discussions based on many halachas. Hafaras nedarim is always a good litmus test. And again, this machlokas, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, how do we look at the relationship between a yavam and a yavama? Is that stronger than aris arusa? Right, it's HaKadosh Baruch who created this relationship. Is what's called hiknula min hashamayim. So is that stronger or is that weaker? So it could run both ways. But again, this is a big nafkamina here that it sounds like from the Gemara that Mida Oraisa in Arus does an Mida Oraisa Yavam does not feed a Yavama, even though an Arus feeds an Arusa. According to this halacha, an Arus is stronger. Arusin is stronger than Zika Liyibam.
But the energy for the brother gets transferred to the Yavam. So the word trying to say was the brother's not his.
But right, everything for the brother gets transferred, but when does it get transferred? Does it get transferred by Yibum or by the Zika Yibum? So right, we have the Machlokas Sharon Basil at the end of Yavam. It's about Yerusha and about the other things. So, certain things might kick in by once there's Yavam, so we say Nichmasa Harikei Shul L'Chol Davar. But what about the Zika? How do we look at the Zika? That's the question.
Would depend if you hold Yesh Zika or
Ain Zika? Right, Yesh Zika or Ain Zika. Might depend on that. Got a chaz of the third parak. Yeah.
So according, if you hold it to Rabbanan, what's wrong with the other two reasons? Of maybe she'll give it to her father and Simba.
If you hold it's me to Rabbanan,
you need another reason for it.
So, either Rabbanan's or any other reason, well, maybe she's not living with the father right now. Right? She might not be there. And if her brother didn't find any problems with her, maybe we could assume that he won't find any problems with her. Mumin. So it could be reasons why those two wouldn't apply here. Okay. So the Mishnah had said that 12 months, higiyazman, mizonos has to kick in. But if it was not 12 months, if it was 6 months in front of the husband, 6 months in front of the yavam, a year minus 1 day in front of the baal, and 1 day in front of the yavam, or vice versa, so all of that, the chiyav does not kick in. So asher b'fnei baal amar lo, b'fnei yavam iboy, if you say almost a year in front of the husband, it doesn't kick in. So surely a yavam is not stronger, so why do you have to say, you know, a year minus a day in front of the yavam? So Gemara says, you're right, zuv ein sarach lomar zuktani. You're right, the first line is the chiddush, and then the Gemara says, the second, the lesser of the chiddush. Period. Last line of the Mishnah said, zuv Mishnah Rishona. Mishnah Rishona, the early Mishnah, is the svara that held that once 12 months comes, then she can eat truma. But the Mishnah Achrona said that she could eat ochelos mishlova achaz truma. Mishnah Achrona said no, nothing until she gets married. Chuppah. So my time, but what's the reason for the Mishnah Achrona? So Amar Ulo v'Tamer, Shobar Yehuda b'shem Simpon. We're worried about Simpon. We're worried about Mumin, that he's not going to get find Mumin, even if it's 12 months have passed. He doesn't see Mumin until after marriage. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ala Ula, I understand what changed according to Ula. Kamaisa Mishema Yimzagu La Kosa Vesavia. The Mishnah Rishona held Shemi Yimzagu. We're worried about the family issue, and therefore there wouldn't be a family issue once she leaves the husband on her way. But now the Mishnah Achrona says there's still another problem we're worried about, Simpon, and that's why you have to wait for Chuppah totally. Ubas Raisha Mishab Simpon. So I understand according to Ula, what changed? By the way, you see who said this reason of Shimpon? Both of them. Ula, the Itim of Shobar Yehuda. So they both said the second reason for the Mishnah Achrona. Those are the two shitas that we're talking before. So, according to Ula, though, I understand what changed from Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona. El the Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, but according to Shobar Yehuda, Kamaisa Mishim Simpon, Ubaswaisa Mishim Simpon. There might be Nayu. They're both Mishim Simpon. So what changed? Why does the Mishnah Achrona allow her to eat after 12 months? And the Mishnah Achrona say, no, you have to wait until Chuppah. So what changed if there's the same reason for both? So Ike Minayu Bedikas Chutz. The question is, how much do we rely on Bedikas Chutz? Rashi says that means checking amongst the relatives. How much do we say that is a good bedika? So Mar Savar bedika is chutz shma bedika. The Mishnah Rishona said it is a good bedika. So even once 12 months come, he's going to check out with the relatives beforehand whether she has any movement or not, and he can rely on that, and that's why she could eat shuma after 12 months. Umar Savar and the Mishnah Achrona felt no, bedika chutz lo shma bedika. Bedika chutz is not a good enough of a bedika, and therefore we say that she cannot eat mizonos and shuma until the chuppah. The Rashba here notes that if there is a merchatz in town, based on another Gemara, if there's a bathhouse in town, then for sure she could rely on bedikas chutz. Because by a merchatz, I guess it was a little more public than today. But a merchatz, based on other Gemaras, that would for sure be shma bedika. But maybe for Achilas Truma, you still say it's different. But either way, he brings in that issue. There's a problem with the Shittas Rambam, just to mention. In Ilchas Trumas, the Rambam paskins Lamaisa, the woman cannot eat Truma, Achit Kanis L'chuppah, because of Shematashke Aviyah V'Achoz. And the problem is, what do you mean? The Gemara said, according to everybody, Simpon is the reason for Mishnah Achrona. So what's the Rambam talking about? Shema Tashke, that's the reason. That's in Hilchas Trumas, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. So maybe Perek Yud, Perek Vav, I think it is. I didn't bring it in front of me. But so how can the Rambam quote that reason? How can the Rambam quote the reason of Shema Tashke if everybody agrees that Simpon is the reason? So the Avim Iluim again suggests in Simon Tezayin, the previous Simon in the Shuvas, that maybe the reason is as follows. Our old Gemara has been assuming, and this you saw, I think you asked before, that if we say Simpon, we're worried about mums. And therefore, what we're worried that when he has a mum, when he finds the mum, what's he going to say? The whole thing is a mekartos. The whole thing is a mekartos, and he's going to uproot the whole thing. And therefore, we're worried that she will have eaten Shruma Lemafreya, being a Zara. But the Avi Miluim proves that the Shittas HaRambam is not that. The Avi Miluim proves that the Shittas HaRambam is that if he finds a mum, it's going to turn into a suffik, not vadai uprooted. So it's not going to be a vadai uprooted anyway. He'll have to give a get. At least midi rabbanon. So therefore, maybe that's the Rambam Shita. Why he doesn't like the reason of Simpon, because he doesn't think that uprooted Lumafreya. He thinks that'll cause problems, but it's not going to be a mechatos. He'll divorce her then. But it's not going to be a mechatos. We don't need that today. So therefore, he doesn't think that would be a. That's why the Rambam quotes the other reason. Okay.
What happens if
we got a call to get it stopped in the morning from going on. Yeah.
What happens if she starts eating
truma,
and then she acquires a mum?
Right. Oh, good. So what if she's eating truma, then she gets a mum only afterwards? Then she'll have to prove that the mum came after Arison.
Everybody
knows that, of course, it was not a mekartos. Then everybody would agree to the Rambam that he cannot uproot it, because at the time that he had Arison, she didn't have the mum yet. So then, for sure, it would be okay. Okay, Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Hamakdish Masi. So once we remember, we're in the context of talking all about the rights of the husband and the obligations of the husband. So we continue now. Hamakdish Masi Deishto. We know that the husband has rights to Maisi Adayim, the earnings of the wife. Let's say before the wife earns, the husband says, "You know the earnings that you're going to make next week? I give them to the Beis Hamikdash." Makdish Masi Deishto. What's the halacha? Harizu Osov Achelas. She has nothing to worry about. She could just do her earnings. And they do not belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Harizu Osev Ochelas. HaMosar, but what about the Mosar? We're going to learn later on in the Mishnah that there's a certain amount of earnings that goes to the husbands, certain amount of earnings that he gets he gets the Maisi Yadayim by giving her Mizonos. And then there's what's called Mosar, extra earnings that she really does not need. Rashi, she doesn't need to live on. Even that extra goes to the husband in exchange for extra money that he gives her to spend on different things because of a ma kasef. So either way, so he gets two things. He gets her ikar masi adayim, and he gets mosar, extra earnings. So we have the machlokas. The Tanakhama says, the first case of the Mishnah is if he's makdash or masi adayim, then it does not work. And then mosar, what about the extra masi adayim? What if he tries to be makdash that? So Rabbi Meir omer hektish, Rabbi Yochanan Sama omer chulin. Rabbi Meir says it is hektish. Mosar here, it works. Rabbi Yochanan Sama says, no, chulin, it does not work. The Ran here says that the machlokas is also in the Reisha as well. There's no difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Iker and the Mosar, the machlokas exists by both. The only reason that it is said in the Seifa is to teach you the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir. Chiddush of Rabbi Meir, where even by Mosar, which is something that not only is it not here now, but she doesn't even have to do it. It's extra. She doesn't need it. So there, that really might be what we would call a lo bala olam type of idea. Even there, a mayor says it's hektish. That's why the machlokas is said in the seifa, says the Ran here, chaf gimel mabez in the dafi arif, but really the machlokas could have been in the resha as well. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. This is a machlokas we're about to say that we referred to, I think, a couple of weeks ago. When we say that there's mizonos that goes to the wife and maisi adayin that goes to the husband, which came first? Which was misukan for which? Which was the ikker and which was the tafel? So Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav, yechol isha shalom ala baila eni zonos bin yoseh. A woman is allowed to say to her husband, don't give me mizonos and I'm going to keep my earnings, my maisi adayin. Rav Huna says that's what she could say. Kesavar, why? Because he thinks ki tekinah rabbanim mizone ikker. Really, mizonos was the ikker that she gets fed, and therefore she has the right to say, I don't want it. Umaisi adam shem eva. Once she's getting mizonos, so then her earnings go to the husband because it's not right. Mishem eva is going to cause problems if he has to give her mizonos and not get her earnings. V'chi amra eni mizonos v'niyoseh rishis biyada. And therefore, when she says, I'm not going to get mizonos, and I'm not going to earn, and I'm not going to give you my earnings, harishis biyada, she is allowed to do that. That is the shita of Rav Huna. Let's continue for a moment, and then we'll talk more about it. Meisvei, 1 second. Tiknu mizonos achas masi yadeha. Don't we have a line earlier that we have a brisa that says that we were misakin mizonos kenegan masi yadayim, which sounds like masi yadayim is the ikker? Where it says, okay, switch it. Really, mizonos is the ikker, and maisi adayim came second. Slaima Messiah leis. Now the Gemara says, maybe our Mishnah is a proof to Rav Huna. It's a proof to Rav Huna. Why? Because amak maisi adayim yishari he osev ocheles. Our Mishnah says that the Baal cannot make the maisi adayim hektish. So my lab and mizonos, aren't we talking about a case where the husband is going to give her mizonos, and that's the only havamina where it's going to work here. Because why else would he have the power to do anything to her maisi adayim? So Gemara says, no, b'she'en nizonis. No, it must be talking about a case of ein nizonis, where she is not getting fed. And the maisi adayim are staying with her. So the Gemara says, that's obvious then that he has no power to be makdashit. B'she'en nizonis, if he is not giving her mizonos, so my lameyman, then what's the chiddush that he has no control over her maisi adayim? I say, even according to the opinion, machlokas, elsewhere, even according to the opinion who says that a master could tell his Eved Kenani, his Eved, give me your earnings and I'm not going to feed you. Go find mizonos yourself. That's only by an Eved Kenani, where it doesn't say that he has to be with you. But an Eved Ivri, you can't even say that. But surely a wife, you can't say, you know, give me your earnings and I'm not going to feed you. So what's the hava? There's no havamina that our Mishnah could be about a case where he's not giving her mizonos. So Gemara says, no, it is. It is about a case of Eina, he's not giving her mizonos, and Seifa is Strichle. And really, the Chiddush then is the Seifa then. Mosar, about the Mosar, Rabbi Meir Omer Hektish, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer Chulin. The Seifa, you might say that even if he's not giving her mizonos is only Keneged her Iker Masi Adayim. But the Mosar is not Keneged the mizonos, and therefore you would still have a havamina that he could be makdish those. Rameir says at La Maskana even, that he could be makdish the Moser, Maisi Adayim, that are not here now. Period. Either way, we end up saying that there is no Raya to Rav Huna. There's no Raya to Rav Huna that Mizonos came first and then Maisi Adayim was Mesuka Kenegadet. The Ritva here has three separate important comments on the Mishnah. Number one, she says, even if she says, I don't want the Mizonos, he still has to give her Rafua. Even though we had some shitas earlier that said Rafu is Bechlal Mizonos, says the Ritva, no, really, it stands on its own. Rafu is a Takanta Ba'anfei Nafsha, and therefore Rafu would not be included even if she declines the Mizonos, number one. Number two, even if she says, I'm not doing work for you, that's only by certain types of work. By sewing and other things, malacha, that earnings that she gets. But malachas that an Isha is chayat to do to her husband, we're going to have that on Amud Beis tomorrow. And in Testament Beis, like, cooking, ofeh, mevasheles, matzas hamita, meinika, those malachas are not subject to choice on her part. Ein malachas elu tachas mezonos, ela mishubadas hila malachas elu, bein izonos veishe ein izonos. That's number two. That these ein izonos veiniosa is only by certain malachas, not like the malachas we're going to see on the Mishnah on tomorrow. And number three, says the Ritva, he quotes a machlokas. Could she ever change her mind? What if a month later she says, no, I decided I'll give her my siadayim and I want my mezonos. He quotes 2 days. Two days. Okay, I'm going to give you your maisi adayim. Can she change her mind? So the Ritva says yes, and then he quotes the Mori HaRav HaLevi Zal. He quotes the one of his Rabbeim, who says she cannot change her mind. Quotes this from the Ra'ah. Shekivan she'amro la b'pam echad b'bezdin, paka takanas mizonos minei. Delo levi mili drabanan ki chucha v'tzlula. You don't want to say every day, the takana drabanan yesterday, no tomorrow yesterday. Right? It's a joke. So therefore, there's two deos in the Ritva, other Rishonim as well, whether she can change her mind. What's the lumdus behind this? Or if Shachter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi, lumdus behind this is how do you look at the chiyuv of mizonos? Is it a one unit? The husband has to support his wife for marriage. Or does he know? Today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. How do you look at it? Say if it's a package deal, one-time thing, then maybe once she's mocha, that's it. But if you say no, it's daily, then you can retract. He says the same thing, there's a tshuva of the Maharam Shik, I think it's the Maharam Shik. This is an Eretz HaTzvi, page Kuf Tzadik. Maharam Shik. He talks about, let's say a father is mochel kibud av aim to his son. You don't have to do this. And then one day he changes his mind. So is he allowed to do that? Again, a similar discussion if the father can be, so the Maharam Shik gets into whether kibud av aim is bein adam l'makom or bein adam l'chaveiro. Sefer HaChinuch discusses it also. Rav Shechter brings in the point also that, no, it could be the same idea. How do you look at kibud av aim? The child has a chiyuv for life, one chiyuv, or is it every day? You have another chiyuv of kibud av aim. Nafkamina, whether if a father is mochel once, you know, it could be that tomorrow has nothing to do with it. He'd have to be mochel each time. Okay, weiter. So that was all Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that the Ikar Takana is Mizonos, and Ma'aseh Yadayim came second. Upliga de Reish Lakish. This is against Reish Lakish. To Amar Reish Lakish says, Lo Tema, time of the Rebbe Meir, Mishnah Tekasar, Adamach, the Javash, Lava, La Olam. Reish Lakish says, don't say that the reason Rebbe Meir holds in our Mishnah that he, the husband, is allowed to be Makdish, her Ma'aseh Yadayim, even though they're not here yet, is because he holds Adamach, the Javash, Lava, La Olam. That's not the reason. Ella, time of the Rebbe Meir, what's the reason for Rebbe Meir? Mitok Shiachala, Kofu La Ma'aseh Yadayim. No, because the husband is allowed to force her to give him her earnings. It's as if he said, your hands should go to the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, your hands? So he didn't say your hands, but as if he said it, because what else did he mean? And hands are in the world. Hands are in the world. It's not a Davar Shelo Bala Olam. It's hands that are in the world. So you see, Rabbi Shlakovich is assuming that he has that choice. Ma'aseh Yadayim is the Iker. Mizonos came second. Says the Gemara 1 minute. By the way, V'halo D'amar Ohachi. But he didn't say hands. He said Ma'aseh Yadayim. So Gemara says, no, Kiva, the Shemin Leather Rebbe Meir. Da'amar Ein Adam Mosi Devar Levatala, because we know from elsewhere that Rebbe Meir holds, at least when it comes to Kachim, the Ritva adds that line, at least when it comes to Hekdish, a person doesn't say things for nothing. We say things for nothing all the time. But at least when it comes to Hekdish, a person doesn't say something for nothing. Why? Rashi quotes that if somebody says, I want to give the Erech of this two-week-old baby to the Beis HaMikdash. And we know in Parshas B'chukosai, there's no Erech for a baby that's less than a month old. So we say, Rebbe Meir holds, he must have meant Dumim. Dumim means the value. Everybody has Dumim. Erech is specified by the Torah. Dumim, everybody has, no matter what age. You sell them on the slave market. So Rebbe Meir holds that if somebody says Erech, he must have meant Dumim. So you see, he doesn't say anything Levatala. So here too, Nasak Omer Leikachi Yadechalo Sayim. It must be that that's what he meant. Her hands should go to the Beis HaMikdash, which really means what comes from her hand. We don't have time to talk about it. The Rashbi here discusses comparing hands and Ma'aseh Yadayim to what the Gemara talks about elsewhere, Dekel Peirosa. I sell you the fruit of a tree, but I can't sell you the fruit of a tree, they're not grown yet. I sell you the tree, Lagabe, its fruit. Dekel Peirosa. So is that really the same thing? The Rashba is bothered that seems to be more, you know, able to do, rather than this case, there's more connection of fruit to a tree than Ma'aseh Yadayim to hands. Okay. Let's continue though a little more. V'savar Rebbe Meir ein adam makdish davar shelo bala olam. Rebbe Meir really holds that a person cannot be makdish. Reish Lakish went out of his way to say, don't think the reason for Rebbe Meir is adam makdish davar shelo bala olam, something that's not here. No, he holds ein adam davar shelo bala olam. But what do you mean? V'atanya, we have a brisa that says otherwise. Ha'omer le'isha, we had this in Yevamos. Hari amukadesh li la'achar she'es gayer. I'm a goy, but I will marry you after you are hereby mukudeshes to me on condition that I convert tomorrow. Or olachashit diskairi, or after you convert. Olachashit achrei, after I get freed. Olachashit achrei, after you're freed, you're an eved. Olachashit was bailech. Or she's married. I am engaged, I'm married to you on condition when your husband dies. Osha tamas achoseich. Or I'm married to your sister. So when your sister dies, my wife, so then, you know, I'm married to you. We're not talking about lemaisa, that these are good ideas, but we're just saying that if it happens, or let's say a woman is a kukuliyavam, so I'm married to you on condition after you're right, you get chalitza done to you. In all those cases, Rav Meir Omer Mekudeshes. Rav Meir says Mekudeshes in all those cases. So what do you see from this Shita? Rav Meir holds Adam Maktish Dover Shlo Bal Olam. Kiddushin Hektish. So what do you mean? He holds Ein Adam Maktish Dover Shlo Bal Olam. So Rav Meir says, you're right. No, Mea He In. You're right. From this Vraisa, it's clear he holds Ein, he holds Adam Maktish Dover Shlo Bal Olam. Mehal Lech Lamashra Mina. All Rav Shlach is saying is that from our Mishnah, there is no Raya either way. You don't have to say it's based on Adam Maktish. There is a question with the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam holds, at least in his last case, by Rambam holds in on the Machlokes Rav Shlomo Bal Olam. But in this last case by Chalitza, the Rambam says it's Mekudeshes. Mekudeshes. The Magen Mishnah says obviously Misafik. It's Misafik. Because what do we pass it? If you're Makadish a Yavam Alashuk, that's a Machlokes. It's a Safik. So the Rambam says it's a Safik. So the Rambam says, how can you say it's a Mekudeshes Vadai? The Rambam says, Harezu Mekudeshes. Ho of a Kitch Ilu Kitcha Ata Hareu Mekudeshes Misafik. Right, so it obviously has to be Safik also. Says the Kesef Mishnah, no, it's Vadai. The Rambam says, Harizum Kudeshes. So the Karen Ora says why, and this we'll get into tomorrow, I'll just leave you with this. The Karen Ora says, why is it Vadai Mekudeshes? Because, what's the whole problem with doing a Kinyan on a Dover Shalabala Olam? Big discussion in the Achronim. But one way is that there's, one Svar is that there's no Gemiras Das. There's no Smichas, it's not here now. So how can I be really serious about this Kinyan? But says the Karen Ora, but if I know it's already Savik Mekudeshes, by the other cases, I know I can't marry this woman now. I'm a guy. She's a guy. But here, I know it's Savik Mekudeshes. So as long as I know it might work, I have full Gemira's Das. And therefore, it's Mekudeshes Misafik. It's not a problem of Adam Makhle Davar Shlomo Ba'ova. We're going to talk about tomorrow. That might not be 100% true, because there are other Svaris. It's true, but there might be other Svaris. Why ain't Adam Makhle Davar Shlomo Ba'ova? There's no Davar Mamashi here that it could be Chalav. Okay, we'll talk more about it tomorrow. There's an important Tosfos here, Lachash Yisgayer. Bezrem, we will continue. Fine. Today's year was sponsored by the Nachman family, Zechanishvas Meir Ben Yisroel. How can a guy do a